Lieutenant, may I have a word with you? Not here in the corridor, but since you were about to go in your room, perhaps we could talk there. Thank you. I believe that this question could prove embarrassing to non-Vulcans, so I did not want anyone else to hear me asking it of you. But I find the question is distracting my mind more and more, so I must ask it. What is the human preoccupation with the act of anal sex? Lieutenant, this is not a joke. Surely you know better than to even ask that of a Vulcan. It is a serious question. The captain has instructed me to make more space available in the databanks. While doing so, I determined that a surprising amount of space was taken up by pornographic material stored by individual crewmen. That is somewhat understandable. Sex takes up a great deal of other species' time and effort. But a significant portion of the pornographic material was of anal sex. The act is completely unknown on Vulcan. It seems so pointless. The core purpose of sex is continuation of the species. This act runs counter to that. A secondary purpose of mating is to further bond the participants, but anal sex would also seem to be contrary to this idea. The male may enjoy it, but for the female, it seems as if it would be at best uncomfortable and somewhat undignified. Lieutenant, in your experience, have the females enjoyed the act of you penetrating them anally? I see. It was not my intent to embarrass you. It was also my assumption that you had engaged in such an act. You always seem to find female companionship when we have free time on a planet or on a starbase. I speculated that your activities with them would include the act of, as you humans call it, butt-fucking. Is it that you're not interested in the act, Lieutenant? If so, you would be in the minority among human males based on my audit of the databanks. No, that isn't it, is it? Even in your culture, and at this time, there's still apparently some signs of stigma attached to the act. Perhaps it's not something brought up during a casual encounter, such as the type you frequently seem to have. Very well then, Lieutenant. Let me then offer up my anus for your penetration. Yes, I am serious. You've asked that twice now, even though you should know the answer. I would not make the offer if I were not committed to going through with the act. There is only one way for me to adequately gather the necessary first-hand experience. I need to answer my questions. I have already engaged your participation verbally in my research. It makes sense now to engage in it physically and anally. You do not have an ongoing relationship that my research would interfere with. We are of equal rank, so there would be no questions of an abuse of power. The benefits to you should be obvious as well. We are 3.4 months from our next shore leave, which is far longer than you are accustomed to. However, I understand that by your species standards, I am considered attractive. Furthermore, I'm willing to be on the receiving end of anal penetration by you. This would enable you to finally engage in butt-fucking without the complications of having to bring it up to some woman you just met. Yes, it is true I'm betrothed to somebody on Vulcan, but this is for science. And Vulcan society does not recognize anal sex as an actual sexual act. There is no reason for any concern on his part. I will be his in 4.8 years during his next Ponfar, when we are mated. Computer, replicate 5 cubic centimeters of water-based medical-grade lubricant. Warm to 32.78 degrees centigrade. Lieutenant, am I moving too fast for you? Or is it that you don't find the idea of butt-fucking your fellow officer sufficiently appealing? I can assure you I will do everything within my capabilities to make the act pleasurable for you. My research will remain confidential, encrypted with a hybrid algorithm of my own design involving fractal and quantum layers. Only a specific request from a superior officer will cause me to give up this information, and I, for one, cannot imagine our captain casually asking if the two of us had engaged in anal intercourse. Perhaps if I danced for you, it would help? Yes, dance. Like the ambassador's alpha wife on Altair 4. Our information did not warn us that she would dance so provocatively, but the captain and other members of the away team took it all in stride, even as the dance became progressively more vulgar. And it was you that was the one who found a way to diplomatically turn down the increasingly persistent offers from her and the ambassador's lesser wives. All this despite every one of the men on the away team being in a clear state of sexual arousal. No, dance is something most Vulcans don't have time for, outside of nursery school. But we also never engage in anal sex. Dancing would be far less unusual for a Vulcan, and the former act will help enable the latter one. I have not danced in many decades, but I am an excellent observer, and very limber. I believe I can mimic her dance routine well enough. My body is also at least as attractive as hers. It started off with slow swaying like this, fairly innocent and nothing to arouse concern. But then her arms began to move almost randomly, but further analysis showed a pattern and a balance to her movement. Her hands move up in the air and then closer to her body to draw the watcher's attention to her form and gracefulness. Hands slide millimeters away from her body as she traces her curves. Finally, they make contact, caressing her hips and her waist. And then her breasts. And now I must improvise because instead of the gossamer dress she wore, I wear a Starfleet uniform. When she pulled open the front of her dress to reveal her breasts, I must pull open my tunic and then just pull it off and discard it. I must then continue by removing this undershirt with the same graceful, seductive motions. And now my breasts are revealed, just as hers were. She was naked at this point, but I still have the Starfleet regulation pants to slip off. My motions are still representative of hers as I remove them, leaving just the panties. Those two come off. At which point I can integrate my movements back into our routine. Again, my hands move to my body as they did before, but it is exposed now. Hands run slowly over naked flesh, cupping full breasts and squeezing my hard nipples. One hand moves down my body, fingers running slowly down my stomach until they encounter my genitalia. Oh, I fall to my knees in front of you, my legs spread, and my torso and head thrown back. My fingers trace carefully over my labia before moving to my clitoris. My back arches as my fingers stimulate it. Oh. Like her body, my body begins to respond to the attention, causing increased blood flow and noticeable self-lubrication. But my body's not the only one in an aroused state, is it, Lieutenant? Just like on Altair 4, your body has reacted to the display, causing an unmistakable protrusion in your uniform. If anything, you are even more excited now. Perhaps it is knowing that you're finally going to engage in anal sex. Alternately, you may have harbored lustful feelings for me. The important thing is that you will now be able to physically penetrate me. But first, you must undress, even as I continue dancing. At this point, the ambassador's wife had offered herself to the captain, while the lesser wives were offering themselves to you and other male away team members. Every movement I make now is an interpolation of what her movements might have been like under different circumstances. For instance, I now take the lubricant that I replicated. Lean back even further until my back touches the ground, fingers glistening with the substance. I reach between my legs, but past my genitalia this time. My finger circles around my anus, applying the lubricant as it moves closer to its target. The finger pushes against that opening before sliding in, applying the lubricant as it does so. In and out the finger slides, moving easier each time. The feeling is not completely disagreeable, despite my misgivings. But I cannot help but note that your now exposed penis is substantially larger than my finger and will likely penetrate me with discomfort. Straightening up again, I put more lubricant on my other hand and wrap that around your penis, sliding it up and down. You're already more than excited enough. And now you're lubricated enough as well. So now my dance ends. I roll over, and I get onto my hands and knees, facing away from you. But the relevant part of my body, my bottom, is exposed to you and so close. Are you ready to have anal sex with me, Lieutenant? To sodomize me? To buttfuck me? Kneel behind me, Lieutenant. That appears to be the favored position for anal penetration. And then place the tip of your penis against my anal opening. You may find it useful to grab onto my waist for leverage before applying increasing amount of pressure to my anus. Push harder, Lieutenant. My research has shown that sufficient force and lubrication will always result in penetration. Your penis is fully inside me. That was not an entirely agreeable sensation. I admit to still being perplexed by the human fascination with this act. No, do not stop. The experiment will continue. Perhaps the experience will evolve into something less uncomfortable if you begin to move slowly. No, this still makes no sense to me. Unless it is tied into masochistic urges. But don't stop, Lieutenant. We will complete the act. I am still curious. There is also the matter of promising you pleasure in exchange for your cooperation. I can squeeze your penis inside of me even as I move my body back down on it. And then slowly move forward again. I meet your motions with a grace that defies my physical comfort. Except that it does appear to be lessened as time goes on, enough for us to move faster and with more force. I think I am getting some sense for why women may find this act acceptable. It is not as bad as it once was, and so many nerve endings are being stimulated. There is a rapidly increasing probability that I could achieve orgasm through this act alone. Is this pleasurable for you, Lieutenant? Do you enjoy? Do you enjoy butt fucking a Vulcan woman? Your emotions become more insistent, even though I did not instruct you to change them. But I will allow it. Just as I will allow you to ejaculate inside me, you may deposit your sperm and other accompanying fluids inside my body, so that this experience is authentic. You may come inside my ass. Lieutenant. This is feeling surprisingly good. Yes. I can feel it. I can feel you coming. Please, Lieutenant, please, ejaculate inside me. Yes. Yes, I can feel it. Human body temperature is higher than a Vulcan, so even your cum. It feels so hot inside me, which is more than enough to make me. Achieve climax. Thank you, Lieutenant. That experience was most educational. I could see how, under the right circumstances, that might be an agreeable substitute for conventional intercourse, which the two of us may never engage in, of course, as I'm betrothed to another. But I think perhaps I may need more data points for my research. Would you be agreeable to additional anal sex with me in the future? For purely scientific purposes, of course. Thank you, Lieutenant. Your cooperation with this research is greatly appreciated. And you'll find the process even more agreeable next time. I shall become a proper, what is that human phrase? Butt slut? Lieutenant, you should show this research the proper amount of respect for what we are accomplishing here. If you keep laughing and smirking at the things that I say, I can call off this experiment. Please don't make me do that. I would not want that to happen, as it would be an inconvenience for my research. If I am to continue to engage in anal intercourse, you are the most logical choice. Are you trying to... I think the human term is cuddle. Are you trying to cuddle with me? That is not necessary for my research or your pleasure. It could lead to inconvenient levels of bonding between us. But I will allow it. But do not get any ideas, Lieutenant. As your human saying goes, my hand is promised in marriage to another man. Although, strictly speaking, it is my vagina that is promised to him. However, for now, you can have access to everything else.